It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
So, say if you were just dumped onto planet Earth and you flipped on the YES Network for the first time last night, you watched the Yankees play baseball for the first time this season, you would be treated to, in essence, what's a microcosm of everything that's gone wrong for this team. I mean, it was served up there in multiple styles. You know, starting pitching, you get no length. Once again, empty at bats with guys on, high leverage situation, zero bench. Can somebody please explain to me? I think that this is a fairly easy question, but at this point, the way the Yankees have played and what they've shown us, I'm not even sure what I'm thinking anymore because it's been that bad. They make your brain go sideways. Can somebody explain how literally doing this by design, like proactively, not out of necessity, by design, proactively saying, hey, Jose, grab a bat, you pinch hitting. Why in the world is Jose Trevino pinch hitting for anybody? He's the one who should be getting pinch hit for or pinch run for. So you have Trevino up there with guys on base in the eighth inning, Yankees down a couple of runs, and guess what? Guess who strides up next? Basically, Trent Grisham. The Yankees have no shot to win anything the way they're set up. I don't think this is breaking news, but if you watched last night's game between... And don't tell me anymore about Nasty... Nestor Cortez's batting practice. That's it. Hmm. I know that you like him, and you definitely trust him more than I do. And I like what he represents, the little engine that could. He stinks. Honestly, he's not even good anymore. He stinks. So between him and between some of the decisions that Aaron Boone made, and between some bad calls by the umps, I'll give you that with Trevino.
God. But Yankee fans whining about the umps.
Well, but it's true though.
Swing the bat.
But it's true.
Swing the bat.
But you're not supposed. Well, hold on. I don't even want to break into that because I'm going to lose focus on like what really is wrong with the Yankees. But you're not supposed to swing the bat when there's a pitch of your Adam's apple. Yeah. You're not.
Trevino doesn't swing the bat.
It was 3-0, dude.
He doesn't swing the bat.
Come on.
How about before that? No, it's like you're a big stats guy. Trevino is one of the guys who does not swing the bat in all of Major League Baseball at pitches in the zone. So, I mean...
Like, they actually have the percentage for that? I don't even know that number. All I know is he can't hit when he does swing. That I know. Yankees are cooked, man. The Yankees are cooked unless they make a massive trade or two.
See, I would have been with you until you said unless. I think they're cooked. They're not worth saving. How could you invest in this team? Watching them, and by the way, credit to Juan Soto, who's playing hurt, and the one guy who seems to be locked in at all times. I know he's not gonna hit 500 and have an OPS of 2,000. He can't do it all himself, but Juan Soto's locked in, an animal in that box, dealing with the injury. He's fighting for this Yankee team. Even Judge, again, we had this conversation yesterday, coming up in a big spot. I don't trust him. He's the greatest player I've ever seen in my life. I still don't trust him as much as I do with Juan Soto. And of course, Soto walks, passes the baton to Judge. He does not get the job done. Neither does anybody else on that team. I know Rice comes through a little bit there. Yanks had some hope. But again, they fall short. It's the same thing with this team. It's a lot of different things with this team. They're not worth investing in. I understand
why. You have to invest.
Why?
Even if you don't think that the investment will lead to a World Series, they have to. Well, I mean, that's debatable, and we'll have the conversation, obviously.
Take the emotion out of it, though.
No, the emotion's out of it. What I'm saying is if you bring in the right guy or two, suddenly you have Soto, Judge, and then the right guy or two.
See,
it changes a lot.
But that's where we disagree.
All right, go ahead.
I don't think it changed a lot. How does it change who's starting pitching for them?
Well, I think that the starting pitching, because I do think Gerrit Cole is going to be better.
Okay,
I got it. I mean, obviously, Stroman's serviceable. But Clark Schmidt's coming back. I think the rotation's not great, but I think it's salvageable. To me, it's the problem's the offense. Every single year, they've got this flawed approach. I mean, the Yankees haven't had a good bench, I feel like, since Chili Davis was summoned to pinch hit. Or Darryl. The stiffs.
Well, their bench is starting now, to your point.
Yeah.
Their bench is... That's what's in the lineup every day.
No, I know. But even when Grisham was on the bench where he's supposed to be, Grisham's still not very good. Like, there's just such a massive drop-off. Like, in years past, oh, my God, this is a mess. I do, listen, there are a lot of things at play here. You know, but I think the most important thing that you and I really do fundamentally disagree upon here is what we just said. You don't think it's worth even trying to salvage. And I couldn't disagree more. Now, I don't know if it will work. I surmise that it will if it's the right move or two. Mm-hmm. I do. And we can certainly disagree on that, and we obviously do. But if they don't do anything, like they can't not do something. They can't. They can't just sit here and say, well, you know, Jason Dominguez comes back. By the way, Jason Dominguez is not coming back for at least a month. Did you see the update from 2 days ago? He is nowhere near, and I saw the up, nowhere near being baseball ready. So let's put Dominguez aside. Right. Stanton's coming back. Fantastic. Put him aside. For them not to make a major move or two, it's negligent. Like, they have to. They've got enough high-level components to justify doing it.
Okay, you think that's going to help them get to and win a World Series this year?
I do.
I don't.
If it's the right moves. I do.
Oh, the right moves? Okay, well, what are those moves?
Well, I'd take Jazz Chisholm at second base.
Okay, great, okay.
But it's better than Gleyber Torres.
Okay, sure.
Well, then suddenly you got Jazz Chisholm, you got Juan Soto, you got Aaron Judge, and then the piece that will come back. Yeah. Well, you're not going to have nine studs. Nobody has nine studs. Those days are over.
But they don't have a good team.
No, but they do. They have a flawed team. Well, but let me take that back, Sal. They don't have a good team. I agree. Right. They have a very top-heavy team. They've got a very they've got a flawed team, admittedly, but they've got a team that's salvageable. That's just where you and I disagree.
Yeah, but I'm going based off of that. They need starting pitching, they need bullpen help, and they need multiple spots in the lineup. Oh, by the way, not to mention the bench. Is there anything else that you want to add to that? Like, how do you do that? Now, you could paint the picture, and I understand why Yankee fans would say, you have to go for it, Sal. What are you, knucklehead? I mean, this is the New York Yankees here. They have Soto, they have Judge, they have Gerrit Cole. You have to go for it every year. Understood. I also think if you take the emotion out of it, you would realize that the best thing for the baseball team would not be to continue to chase something that's not realistic with this group and with their philosophy. It's just it's not going to happen again. It's the same thing every year. So what they'll do is they'll try to bring in a star, whether it's Jazz, whether it's Guerrero, maybe they'll bring in another piece, a starter or a bullpen arm. It's still not going to be enough. They're going to tell you, we're going to rely on Stanton coming back. We're going to rely on Dominguez potentially coming back. We're going to rely on Austin Wells or Ben Rice or Judge in a big spot. And it doesn't work year after year. It's the same thing. It doesn't work. They'd be better off stripping it down.
There's no way they could strip this down. I totally disagree.
They're not
going
to do it, but they'd be better off doing it.
But why, though?
Because they can't win a World Series.
Okay, strip down what? Strip down who?
Well, if you don't think that
they're gone, who wants DJ? Nobody. Yeah, who wants Torres? Nobody.
Well, then how is this team so good? How are they so close?
I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying they're awful right now, but I'm saying with the right move or two, they're salvageable. But I honestly do believe that.
If a team that has nothing to trade, and we'll get to the piece that they do have to trade, but if a team has nothing to trade, because I tend to agree with you, like, what is there for the Yankees to sell off? There's, to me, one big piece. Everything else is like, oh, he's not any good. He's not any good.
Yep.
He's not worth anything. He's not worth anything, which is why I come up with the fact that they're not a good team. They're not a good team. Simple as that. It pains you to say it. I understand it. The Yankees are not a good baseball team.
It doesn't pain me to say it if it was entirely true, and it's not. See, just like the Mets weren't nearly as bad as they looked to start the season, I'm not quite sure, and we'll get to the Mets later. Nice win yesterday. Good job. Keep the train moving here. Colorado coming up. Keep staying healthy there. They will have a chance to get to the 5-over, like I said, if they sweep Colorado. But I still don't think, as well as the Mets have played lately, like the high water mark, I don't think that that's quite, maybe I'm wrong, representative of who they are. And I don't think the Yankees are this bad. I know that they're not this bad. I mean, you know, and I get it. Juan Soto's grinding. Juan Soto's done nothing for a month. Look at the numbers. I understand he hit the home run. I understand he had a good walk. Yeah, he looked like he hit home. Like, he actually flipped his bat like he had a walk-off home run. But he is not hit. So Soto is not hit. Judge doesn't have an extra base hit in the last eight games. That's going to change. So evaluating the Yankees for how they look now, I believe, is kind of irresponsible because Soto's not Soto and Judge is not Judge. Right. Now, those guys, even when they're at their apex, is not enough to win anything.
Right.
I'm not saying that it is. But if you get in a piece or two, I honestly think that they could win.
A piece or two.
I don't mean just a little seventh inning arm, a situational higher leverage match. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about if you get a legitimate second baseman and another bat, and I think they're going to go for it. I think this is the first time in years that if something, like, they didn't give up Spencer Jones for Corbin Burns, I think that that might change. I think that they might give up Spencer Jones. I think that they might give up Jason Dominguez. I'm not even saying that's entirely the right move, but their focus must be on going for it. If they punt, They are losers.
Yeah, you heard me say this before the year started. I would have traded Spencer Jones for Corbin Burns. Now, if the Yankees trade anything of value that could help them in the future, I think that they are complete idiots to do that. For this team that you've seen is worth investing in, who's pitching for them? Okay, let's say they get Jazz. Let's say they get Guerrero, which, by the way, is not going to happen. They're not getting both.
They're not getting both.
Okay, but let's just say they did. Oh, and Dominguez comes back, and Stan comes back. Oh, look at that Yankee lineup just loaded with superstars. Jeez. Who's pitching for them?
Well, I gave you the names. You know the names.
Who? Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Who's, by the way, what's his ERA at right
it's
now?
Not good.
Back? Okay.
I'm never going to make excuses.
And
the Yankees
Cole.
Are busted right now.
I love Cole, and I do think he's going to get it turned around, but that's a big question mark yet.
Okay.
But
we can't rule him out.
Oh, no. Agreed. I'll give you Cole. Let's say Cole's like an ace. Who's then pitching game two?
You'd have to hope that Hill's the real deal.
Hill's going to get moved to the bullpen.
Well, he might get moved there temporarily. Yeah. Doesn't mean he can't start a playoff game.
And
if he's moved to the pen or they shut him down or the last start was just, you know, a little flicker of hope and he regresses like he was the previous five starts, then they've got bigger issues.
They've got to get a starter.
This is a mess.
Right. Exactly.
But you've got to try to fix it. That's where we fundamentally disagree.
I understand why you'd say that and why you feel that way. I just think that would be... If I'm taking the emotion out of it, and it's easy for me to do that because I'm not a Yankee fan, and I get why you'd go for it. If I were a Yankee fan, I'd be saying you got to go for it. But the smarter move, this team has failed, not just this year, year after year after year after year. It's the same thing. Smarter move to me would be to sell Juan Soto.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, that's the piece because there's really nothing else.
It's the one that would generate, obviously, a ton of return. That is 888-808-1019. It's Big Team Sound on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Oh, yeah, by the way, good morning, everybody. Like, the Yankees don't even allow us to start the morning in a cordial sense. I can't stand watching them right now.
That was a tough one.
Gross.
That was a tough one, too.
It was.
The way it ended.
Oh, of course. You know, yeah. And
thinking maybe it was going to drop in, or then maybe that it did drop.
I knew that they were cooked the moment. I know that Trevino got squeezed. I know Grisham got squeezed on one call. The moment that Gleyber Torres swung when it was 2-0 on a pitch that was 24 inches off the plate, when it's 2-0, you knew they weren't winning that game. All right, let's get to your calls. Let's get to your reaction. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, by the way. Town Fair reminds you, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Charlie, Staten Island. Charlie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys? BT.
Yes.
Sal.
Yes, Charlie.
I listen to you every day. I'm a Yankee fan since I can remember. I'm 67 years old. I've been watching these Yankees since all my life, right?
Yeah.
And Hal and Cashman, they are just complete liars. They said last year after the season was over, the fans were up in the air, they were crazy on social media. They didn't do what they said they were going to do. They basically traded Soto for the de facto Donaldson trade, right? And they only brought in Verdugo.
You're glossing over Soto. I mean, you make it seem like he's a fifth outfielder.
I'm just talking about the money part of it.
Well, forget about the money.
They didn't spend any money.
Yeah, no, but Charlie, forget about it. I get it. But listen, hold on. When you say they didn't, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's not get every single freaking wire twisted out of the chute here. Yankees have the second highest payroll in baseball. Relax. Please relax. Now, if the Yankees are sitting there with the 11th or come on. Now, how they spend the money is highly contestable. But they're spending money. And I believe they're going to spend more the next 2 weeks when they bring two guys in.
Fair enough. But here's where I kind of agree with Charlie. Not the money, because that is wrong. And not to minimize Juan Soto, because obviously he was the best player available. But we talked about this, and you knew better yourself. They did not do enough this offseason. Yankee fans everywhere knew better. Fire Cashman was the theme at the end of last season. Why? It wasn't because of one player. It wasn't because of two players. The shiny new toy, which is a great one in Juan Soto, took the eye off the ball. The real problem was the way that this team was being built by Brian Cashman, the philosophy, the infrastructure, and then you had the hope of the young guys, whether it be Austin Wells, whether it be Dominguez coming back, Spencer Jones looming, Volpe. But the big picture, we all, and I mean Yankee fans and everybody who watches baseball in this town, we all knew that they had deep issues last year. Cashman and the Yankees denied that, thinking that we're right, We don't have deep issues. It was just injuries last year. Now we're going to add Juan Soto. Yeah, Verdugo and Stroman, but whatever. They're like, not role play. I'm not trying to minimize them.
I got you.
Yep. They're not game changers. Mm. Soto is. So they thought Soto plus the addition of all the health was going to change everything. They shoved Rizzo down our throat again. They shoved LeMayu down our throat again. They shoved Stanton down our throat again. They shoved Glaber down our throat again. These all guys, you could say, well, yes, Stanton was productive. Yeah, but he got hurt. And he always gets hurt. And they knew he was going to get hurt. So this is what I'm talking about, BT. It's a bigger issue
yep.
that because of the shiny toy in Soto and because of the way they started, we all got fooled. Ultimately, there are deeper, deeper issues here.
Well, that's why the Yankees haven't won since 2009. The issues are incredibly deep and they're incredibly obvious to identify. I don't push back on any of that. The one thing that I will push back a little bit on, now, last year, well, they went 82 games last year, right? And when we had the conversations during the offseason, you and I, not that I thought the Yanks would win anything last year. They just weren't built to do a damn thing. But, you know, if Judge doesn't get hurt and run into the wall, that's like it was soft tissue. Oh, Judge got hurt again. He ran into a concrete slab that was probably, you know, put in place in 1963. All right, so it's not his fault. So Judge, and with Judge, even with that slop that they tried, no left field situation.
Right.
I thought they were probably an 89 to 90 win team.
Fair enough.
And they would have been a playoff team. So now suddenly you take that baseline right there, you add Soto, you address left field, which has been a hellhole this entire century, and you add Stroman with starting pitching depth. At least, the vision of, all right, mid-90s, maybe you tinker a little mid-season. Garrett Cole, we didn't know Garrett Cole was going to get hurt either in spring training.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's and I know that we've gone back and forth on this as well. They did offer Yamamoto the highest average annual per year. It didn't work. I get it. But if Yamamoto took that, they were on the hook for $325 million. Let's not say that the Yankees were sitting there with their little piggy bank counting pennies.
I don't think that they were. I don't think it was a reluctance to go add. Obviously, they did. Or they tried to do even more with Yamamoto. I just think it's a foundational issue. So last year, you could say, well, Judge got hurt. You just went over some of the things. What's the excuse this year? What is it now? Why have they played like not a bad team, not a good team going through a rough patch?
Yeah.
They have been the worst team in baseball.
No, that is a big difference.
They haven't won a series in a month.
Yeah.
We're not making stuff up. So why? Judge is healthy. Like if Judge was hurt, okay. Soto was hurt, okay.
Uh-huh.
Then you could say Soto is hurt a little bit, but he's still in there every day, and it's not like he's killing the team.
He's not playing well, though.
So then what's the excuse? Why are the Yankees?
They're just not good enough. And this goes back to the foundational. In a lot of ways, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been hammering Cashman for 3 years.
Understood, but you think they could be fixed.
I do.
I just don't think they're worth investing in.
888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. And again, when I say fixed, I don't mean this little, let's get this little C-plus lefty pitcher that nobody knows of who's got controllability for 2 years and, you know, has a promising cutter that they think Blake can, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about two sticks, two hammers, two guys that can mash. And if they don't do that, they're going nowhere. And I'll tell you what, if they don't do that, I don't want to go nuts here and say they could miss the playoffs. I think that that's still a little irresponsible, but it's beginning to present itself as a long down the road possibility. They look that bad. Yankees stink right now. BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rock your body, yeah.
All right, BT and Sal, 1028 on The Fan, 888-808-1019, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show.
Yeah,
Yanks ain't rocking anything. Mets doing a little rocking. Although, if you just tune it in, the gist of the conversation is I think the Yankees can still do some rocking if they make some trades. Sal actually, and I find this insane, and I know that you mean it. I just couldn't disagree more. Sal doesn't even think the Yankees are worth trying to salvage with trades.
Now, there is a difference between, like, I understand why a fan, and my philosophy as a fan is always go for it. But sometimes you have to, and I would say the same thing if it were the Mets, taking the emotion out of it, if I didn't believe it was a team worth investing in. And also, the Mets and Yankees are in totally different spots. So, with the Yankees here, the goal is to get to and win a World Series. That is the goal. I do not believe they're anywhere near a World Series team. I know what their record is and how many games out they are, but I've watched them now for the better part of a month, and I just don't think it's going to get any better. I was fooled initially. Going into the season, I didn't believe in them. go. I was fooled initially by how good they were. I had no choice but to believe in them and think they were going to be a World Series team. Now I just don't see that. So I think trying to patch it together, I don't think there are enough moves to make them a World Series team. And I think by chasing that just would be foolish and potentially harmful down the road.
I think you got to. I mean, there's no guarantee with Soto. Yep. Judge is in his prime for only a couple of more years. Same with Garrett Cole. We know the same song and dance. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's infuriating, though, and this is a separate thing from whether or not they should go for it, which I obviously think that they should and will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the approach, it's just embarrassing. Like, people, oh, why don't the Yankees win in the postseason anymore? Because last night was basically a microcosm of the approach they have in October. And I tweeted it, I'm watching the game, and I go back to the Gleyber Tour, and I don't really tweet much at all during the week, during games, maybe a little bit during the show. I'm not incredibly active during, like, I don't feel this need to incessantly weigh in. Oh, here's what I'm thinking about, what I'm watching right now at 9:12 at night. I don't have time for that. That's what I have a show for. It's what you and I have a show for. But I had to rewind the tour as at bat. I'm like, this guy, I mean, you talk about baseball 101. It's a 2-0 count. There's multiple guys on. You're down two runs. You know the pitcher's either got to come, you know, right down the chute and then you tee off, or he's going to try to nibble and get you to bite. It wasn't even a nibble. I mean, he missed the strike zone by a mile.
You're terrible at bat.
And Gleyber Torres missed it by a mile. Mm. It's just ridiculous, and that's Gleyber Torres.
And any of the other guys that don't want to swing with Trevino and Grisham. Yeah.
I got to defend Trevino, though. I understand what you're saying, and I'm a little bit more statty, if you will, than Sal. Even you say that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about the stat about how Trevino, I guess he takes more
him
pitches.
And Grisham.
This
is according to John Boy, who I watched his video after last night's game.
Okay.
He said it, you know, Grisham and Trevino are the two bottom guys in all of Major League Baseball as far as swinging at pitches in the strike zone.
Okay, that's interesting. Did not know that. Yeah. Hey, listen, if I hit the way they did, I don't think I'd swing a whole lot either. I'd be begging to get a walk, right?
But also, just even, like, that stat backs a lot of things up. Like, you go up there looking for a walk? Swing the bat. You get a fastball over the middle of the plate. Swing the bat. And then you get people crying about, oh, it's a ball. No, this is not robot baseball here. It's real-life baseball. If you get a fastball near the middle of the plate, you're supposed to swing at it. That's a pitch you hit. If you can't hit a fastball, you shouldn't be in the big leagues.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, everybody in the bigs can hit the fastball. Yeah. I mean, you know, varying degrees of success. It's the other stuff that obviously trips guys up. But when you try, now he's throwing 98. When you try to hit an upper zone fastball, you're going to pop it up. You cannot get on top of that.
Right.
And I'm not saying the Yankees lost because of the umps. I almost never bring that nonsense to the table. But that first pitch to Trevino was clearly a ball. It wasn't even close. The one that he got rung up on was absolutely lower third, out of the zone, another miss. Now, the one to Grisham, where Grisham reacted, that was a strike.
Right.
It looked a little funky, a little high. It was like a slider that didn't quite bite, and the catcher caught it on the righty batter's box side, a little high. But that was a strike. So Grisham's got to stop whining. I thought Trevino got screwed.
And by the way, real quick on Grisham.
Yep.
A lot of people were excited about Trent Grisham.
I was, but as a fourth outfielder.
Yeah, right. And now he's playing a lot more. But still, even so, he's looked like...
He's been awful.
Yeah.
He's hitting what is he hitting? 160?
Yeah.
170?
And he hasn't been good, obviously, defensively. I know he made the catch the other night, but overall...
Yeah, no, I know. We know his reputation. Right. I was in the car the other night coming back from a game, and I had Susan on, and she was saying about one of the Rays. I got in the car when the guy was in the batter's box. I don't even know who it was. Mm-hmm. She's like... Man, how could you hit 160 and then be in the big leagues? It's embarrassing. Susan, look at the team you're doing games for.
Oh, I think she knows that.
Well, but she didn't say that. You're talking about the Rays.
She probably said that earlier.
Yes, I might have missed that part. Let me get Tom down in Port St. Lucie. He's got us up on the free Odyssey app. Tommy, what's cooking? BT and Sal. Tom, what's happening, buddy?
Gentlemen.
All right, let's go, Tom.
How are you?
Well, good. Let's go.
All right. So, I believe that this can be fixed, but there needs to be some changes. And what is it I would start with? I would try to see if we can shop Rodon, because I think Rodon cannot pitch in New York.
Yep. Good luck with that.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Happening. Next.
You're going to eat all that contract to get rid of him?
Who else?
I think Volpe should be moved down to number 9 again.
That's a little cosmetic tweak. Yeah, maybe. I have no problem with that. Next.
And I think that LeMahieu is probably a pump. I know he's had a couple of hits the last couple of days.
Yep.
But I think that we should shop for a third baseman.
Yep.
And you could get Ryan McMahon from Colorado. And I think if we could get Jazz Chisholm, we can knock a little spark in the lineup. I want to trade Soto. The only reason why I don't want to trade Soto, because one, I like him, and I think he's literally, like, I believe, you know, he can help us take us to the next level. You know, and I think Cole is going to have a better second half.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Luis Gil's going to figure it out. And I think it's time for Nesta. I agree with you, Sal, 100%. I think it's time for Nesta to go in the bullpen.
Well, I didn't say that.
I don't think you said that. Yeah. I didn't say that either. Thanks for the call there, Tom. All right, there's a lot there. All right, trade Rodon. Nobody wants him. Yankees don't even want him.
Right.
Move Volpe down to nine. Sure, maybe that gets him going a little bit. And I'm not giving up on Volpe at all. But, I did say this the other day to Sal. All right? And it's funny. Sal always says, you know, I've got a little more of a soft spot for a kid from here, like Volpe from Jersey or the basketball players from New York City that play for the Knicks or the Nets. Like, I don't know. That's just always been appealing to me for whatever reason. But, you know, I don't care if he's from Alaska. Anthony Volpe might not be as good as we thought.
Which is a problem.
You think?
Major problem.
I'm not saying that. Listen, I know.
I still think he's going to be a star.
No, no,
I really
know he's
that.
An above average major league, or he's going to be an above average. Well, defensively, he's already above average. Speed, he's above average. But the thought that Volpe's going to be a superstar, which was not inconceivable the way he started the season, I mean, could be time to readjust a little bit here. Bring that ceiling down just a tick.
Now, I understand why you would think that it's crazy to trade Juan Soto, and they're not going to for many reasons, but not because it's going to benefit them long term. Because even if the Yankees do have a successful year, Juan Soto might walk. You don't want to think that. You certainly didn't think that early on. Now maybe you're starting to think it's more of a realistic possibility. I told you all along I felt like he's going to the Mets. We'll see what happens. But if there's a chance you're going to lose him and you're not going to win this year anyway, like if the Yankees were, let's just say right now, under 500, I would hope you'd be considering moving Juan Soto.
That would
be
a little different.
Okay. They're not under 500, obviously, not close to that. However, they're going the wrong way fast. And I'm talking about if they continued playing like this, which I think that they will, going into the trade deadline, still a couple of weeks away, you'd have to consider selling. And really, Juan Soto's the only piece that you could sell. Now, is it worth it ticking fans off and not having a lure to go to the ballpark with Soto and Judge? Maybe not, but that's a business move as opposed to building a baseball team better. So I know that it sounds crazy. You're not getting anything for anybody else. LeMahieu was washed up.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like,
no, there's not many other players
outside
that value.
Of the guys you would never trade with Volpe
and Judge.
Or Dominguez or Judge. Yeah, like, yeah, Cole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about trading Gerrit Cole?
No.
Okay, so.
No.
So, and Soto's a free. Now, I mean, you could. That would really, like, change the landscape of the team and really push a total rebuild. But the Yankees should be able to rebuild without doing that. The reason why Soto would come up is because he's the one thing that you have of major value and because he's a free agent anyway.
Yeah. I would think if the future was incredibly bleak, and you and I see the future a little differently, mm-hmm. just based on whether it's the resources that they could deploy and they have in the past but have been a little, you know, a little different motivation the last couple of years with the money, even with the second highest payroll. So I think there's always a parachute out of this hell for if Hal wants to deploy it and reach for the string. But, you know, given the age of some of their players and what I think Dominguez will be and what I hope Spencer Jones could be if they're not dealt, the future still has a lot of brightness to me, which is why I don't trade Soto, even if they were like languishing three games over 500. So I still wouldn't do it.
Do you think signing Soto, this is a different conversation, but I just want to get it. Signing Soto to 500, 550, whatever it is.
Yep.
Is the right move still long-term?
Absolutely, because of his age. There's no question. Now, if he was like 30, and I'd say, 31.
But it's also investing all that in this team that has shown you they need a lot more. Like, let's say you trade for, and I don't even know, what's Chaz Chisholm's
I don't know.
Okay.
He's not a free agent. I know that. I think he's got a year or two. I think maybe two, I read.
So then
and by the way, McMahon, the Rockies, said he's not going to be dealt. They said they're not trading him. Now, that could change. Could be posturing.
Why wouldn't they? What's his deal? They got him locked up long term?
No. He's got a year or two of controllability. Okay. They just like him.
So point
I think they try to get others to just up the offer or whatever.
If the Yankees get players that aren't under control, you're going to be in the same spot next year saying, okay, well, yeah, that's great. We have Soto and Judge, but where else?
Well, that's where you hope the Dominguez and the Spencer Jones and Louis. But that's part of the plan. And if that plan doesn't work, then Brian Cashman's even worse than I thought.
I know, but we thought it was supposed to work this year.
Yeah, Louis
Austin
up.
Wells and some
true.
Of the others.
I'm still Austin Wells going to hit. Austin Wells
starting to show some life.
He's going to hit. Louis up in the Bronx. Lou, what's happening, buddy? BT and Sal.
What's up, fellas?
Lou,
Sal, it's ridiculous, Sal. And I'm not even a Yankee fan, and I'm actually getting pleasure out of it. I'm losing, but I follow the entire league and looking at it. Now I understand they have a lot of flaws, but look at the teams that. Or they all have flaws. Let's take the Orioles, who were two games in front of them. They lose in the beginning of the year. They lose their all-world closer. They got Kimbrel closing. They got blitzed by the Cubs 3 games at home where they weren't even competitive. They lose Bradish, the pitcher. He goes down for a while. So they couldn't even get out of the first round last year.
But Louis, what's your point? Like every team, every team goes through bad stretches. This is more than that. The Yankees, the New York Yankees, were the first team to 50 wins, haven't won a series in a month.
Yes, they've been. Sal, I'm with you here. Now I'm not a Yankee apologist. I don't like the Yankees, but they've went through a rough stretch, no doubt. And you know what? Judge hit the skids a little bit, too. Got up in a big spot last night, too.
Right, but they shouldn't be so reliant on him. That's the point.
You're right. Sal, absolutely. But my point here is to abandon the season when everybody else in the league has their problems, aren't so great either. This is an opportunity. You ride the ship. I'm not saying you're going to win 100 games, but they could win 95, and you look up, they won 95. How did they get there? Yeah, the first couple of months of the season, they accumulate. They banked a lot of wins. And if you're playing good at the end, you get hot. They're good enough to win, Sal, just like any other team.
You like Cleveland so much better?
They lose their big-time starter.
I can't worry about anybody else. I'm worried about the Yankees. And by the way, I understand what you're saying, Louis. That's fine. Most people are going to agree with you. Doesn't mean that it's right. I look at this team and say, now they're going to chase. They're going to go out there and try to add, like BT, like you're saying, go get this guy or that guy. They're going to chase that. That's how, to me, you get in trouble as an organization. I don't even think they have the right guys making the decisions. I didn't like that we agreed with that, and many people did with Cashman and going to this offseason. I'm talking about it for 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And if I'm talking about it from 2-3 years ago, it still hasn't gotten better in my eyes. There's no excuse for the way the Yankees have played here for a month. They haven't won a freaking series in a month. They've looked like the worst team in baseball. This isn't a little stretch. By the way, a couple of weeks ago I was saying, a couple of tweaks, they'll be fine. You could make that case. I'm over that. I see too many flaws in this team. I don't think that they could be fixed.
The Yankees might be the only team in sports that can't wave the white flag. They just can't do it.
I understand.
That's the other thing, too. Even if they want to, and they shouldn't be motivated to do that. And one of the points that Louis made, although you're not buying it, but I think it's a good point. When you say you don't care about the rest of the league, you have to, because that, it, on some level, determines what the Yankees' course of action will be. It ain't perfect. I think it's fixable, but it's not an easy fix. They have to make trades. Multiple trades.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game Contest. Wendy's is the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. First one to correctly identify last night's Turning Point of the Game down in Tampa. Give us a buzz at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. You'll receive two pairs of tickets to an upcoming 2024 Yankees regular season game, but it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. It is 10:49 on The Fan on this Friday. What's going on, everybody? BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, 888-808-1019. Now, we'll get to the Mets top of the hour, get them involved. Obviously, I do think this is salvageable for the Yankees, so I would go out and make big moves, and I would trade young kids to do it. Sal would not. Also something we'll get to before we get right back to the phones here. And I wonder if you forgot. There's something you're supposed to bust out today.
No, I have it. It's on my list.
You have it.
A little over-unders.
Okay, you
we'll
got it.
We'll say goodbye for the week, yes.
Yes, you do have it. All right, so we'll get to that as well. Let's get back to you. Let's get Tony in North Haven, BT and Sal. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, BT. Hey, Sal. Love the show.
Thank you, Tony.
Hear me out on this one.
Go.
Hear me out on this one. Yeah. I'm thinking outside the box on how to fix this team, not just for this year, but moving forward. Now, the Yankees have 3 bad long-term contracts. They got Stanton, Rodon, and LeMahieu. Of those 3 players, I think Stanton has the most value, even if it's very little. So here's my suggestion. Trade Stanton in the package with a top prospect for anything you can. I hate the idea of parting with Spencer Jones, but if you look at this team, if Dominguez is your future, you have Dominguez, you have the room now to re-sign Soto, you can build around him moving forward. And let's face it, when Stanton comes back, he always takes a month to get ready to get back in the swing. So he's in a slump for a month. So I think this is a way to move forward to get the DH spot open for rotation for Judge. And I think they can build around him going forward.
Well, you know what's interesting, Tony? I think that you say a lot of smart things there.
Yeah.
I think you identify Rodon, DJ, and Stanton as the undesirable contracts here. DJ probably to a lesser extent, that's shorter.
It's not, like
not as
years,
much money.
Think,
yeah,
right?
And not crazy money. I actually floated that a while ago, Tony. Actually, over the winter, to Sal, I said, listen, maybe the way you incentivize somebody to come up and take Stanton off your hands is to include, you know, a higher, you know, a top 10. No, I'm not saying Jason Dominguez, mm-hmm. but a lower level, high A, whatever, double A, somebody we don't really know yet, that is appealing to another team. And then you take some of the money as well that Stanton is owed, and you kind of offset that a little bit to make it somewhat more palatable for another team. Now, don't forget, the Marlins are paying $30 million here. So as much as Stanton's been a problem, and that's a good solution, one that I said months ago, I don't think you do that during the season. I think that's an off-season thing.
The Yankees do need to move on from Giancarlo Stanton, though. We said this both in the offseason. I would say it again. I like the idea, Tony, because you're right. You're thinking outside the box. It's not just, oh, go get this guy and go get that guy. The Yankees need to restructure the way that their team is built. One of the big parts of that, I mean, you could look at two big parts of that. LeMay, you just want to get rid of, fine, but he can't be an integral part of it. Gleyber Torres cannot be a part of it. And I think Giancarlo Stanton, and you'll say, well, Stanton's been good this year. Yeah, but that's part of the problem is that you're relying on Giancarlo Stanton, and he's never healthy. You cannot rely on him. By the way, even if he is healthy, he can't play the outfield, and he's streaky as they come, and he's going to get hurt again. So I would just try to move on from Stanton. Is there value somewhere else? Maybe. I'm not sure if I'd be willing to attach a prospect like Spencer Jones in that type of
move? No, I mean, that's why I say lower level. Like a kid who throws mid-90s who's at low A, but they like.
You pay whatever money is owed, or at least the majority of it, and maybe you give a lower level prospect, and you pay him to go away. And then you just recreate some of the looks of this team. But you're right. Is that a move that they could do in season right now?
That's an off-season move.
Yeah.
That's an off-season move. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. I know he's got the no trade as well, so you'd have to appeal to Stanton's sensibility, and he'd have to obviously be okay with it. Let me get Timmy in Indian Hills. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Tim. What's up, buddy?
I think we got to get rid of Boone. I think he's got to go first and pretty much immediately. Get a manager in there that will hold him accountable. They started off the season with a small strike zone. In the last 2 months, they've expanded their strike zone. They're swinging for home runs again.
Boone does hold him accountable. This is not Boone's fault. The team stinks.
Does he hold him accountable?
Yeah. You just heard his brother say with us yesterday.
That doesn't mean that he's right.
Oh, come on. What do you think? He's lying to us?
I think he might be stretching the truth a little bit. You think he wants to make his brother look bad? I'm not saying he's flat out lying to us. What is he going to say? No, my brother stinks. He's doing nothing right.
Use some common sense.
What would you say if it was your brother on the air getting blistered every day?
I'd be honest. I mean, I'd be honest.
You wouldn't. You defend your brother. Come on.
My life every day. You know, to be honest about my stinking brother. Of course,
that's
I would.
That's true. You're different.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No, but honestly, do you? And also use common sense. Like, do you think Boone? Like, what do you think? We care more about the Yankees than Boone?
I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
No
I'm
way.
Not saying you.
That is
I'm
disrespectful.
Saying,
right. No chance.
But I'm saying in general. So, and you would give the nod that Boone might know a little bit more about how to handle a team than you.
Million percent.
Okay, so he knows.
Uh huh.
Sure about a million.
Yeah,
percent?
I'm 100%. No, he does. Of course he does, yeah. Come on.
Give us a shot, Booty.
Two more minutes, it's down to 25%. I'm just teasing.
Here's the difference. We would do it publicly. We wouldn't care. But no, Boone, like, you have to assume that a guy that fiery, that knowledgeable about the sport, a guy was a player, like, he's going to protect his players publicly to a certain extent. And it is nauseating. Don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's nauseating. But I have to believe, behind closed doors, he's holding these guys accountable.
Okay, so I agree with you. I do think that Boone's a really good baseball man. I still like him. I don't support him as much as I once did. I'll be very upfront about that. I do believe there is a strong element of accountability behind closed doors, but, and this is what's changing my thought on Boone with his future, doesn't mean they're still receiving it. I believe he's trying. I don't believe that, like, when Grisham kicks that ball and DJ the mess up on the base and DJ between first and second and that circus last week, I don't think he strolls into his office and, you know, cracks open a beer and says, all right, guys, what time's the bus leave and see you at the Four Seasons? No, I believe that he's in their ass a little bit. I do.
Right.
I honestly do.
Right.
But all I care about is how they respond to him.
Right.
I know he's trying, but effort's not enough. You got to do.
Now,
it's the Yankees.
Right. And if you want to say that Boone needs to criticize or hold these guys accountable publicly, different story, because we haven't seen that. So I could understand that. If he's doing it behind closed doors and it's not working, then maybe it's time to do it a different way.
That's all I'm saying.
Understood.
Yeah. And while we're guessing like exactly what's said behind closed doors, I don't think anybody with an ounce of, you know, respect and baseball sensibility doubts that he's doing it. But when we watch the Yankees, all we can react right. to is what we see. We don't know how he says it, what he says. We surmise strongly he does it, but then we flip on yes, and we watch them play. And we see an erosion of fundamentals, careless baseball, empty at bats. I mean, so it's not working anymore, right? Like, and I don't know how much longer you can go on like this. If the Yankees, like, if they get mopped, I know the weather's going to stink. If they get mopped this weekend down in Baltimore, who's not playing well, I don't mean sweat, but if they lose 2 out of 3 and, like, aggregately the score is, I'm just throwing something, like 23-9 and they just look awful, and then they come limping out of the All-Star break, you're going to have to fire him. I'm sorry.
They don't do
you
that.
You can't just keep doing this for the rest of the season.
I agree, but they don't do that in season. I mean, that's not been a Cashman thing. Never fired a manager in season. I'm not saying, hey, look, these are the type of stretches. We talked about this earlier in the week. These are the type of stretches that get managers fired. If they get swept going to the All-Star break and then coming out and they look this, I think it will be changed just for change. I do not think firing Aaron Boone will make the Yankees better.
It ain't perfect. I think it's fixable, but it's not an easy fix. They have to make trades. Multiple trades.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game Contest. Wendy's is the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. First one to correctly identify last night's Turning Point of the Game down in Tampa. Give us a buzz at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. You'll receive two pairs of tickets to an upcoming 2024 Yankees regular season game. But it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. It is 10:49 on The Fan on this Friday. What's going on, everybody? BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, 888-808-1019. Now, we'll get to the Mets top of the hour, get them involved. Obviously, I do think this is salvageable for the Yankees, so I would go out and make big moves, and I would trade young kids to do it. Sal would not. Also something we'll get to before we get right back to the phones here, and I know, I wonder if you forgot. There's something you're supposed to bust out today.
No, I have it. It's on my list.
You have it.
A little over-unders.
Okay, you
we'll
got it.
We'll say goodbye for the week, yes.
Yes, you do have it. All right. All right, so we'll get to that as well. Let's get back to you. Let's get Tony in North Haven, BT and Sal. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, BT. Hey, Sal. Love the show.
Thank you, Tony.
Hear me out on this one.
Go.
Hear me out on this one. Yeah. I'm thinking outside the box on how to fix this team. Not just for this year, but moving forward. Now, the Yankees have 3 bad long-term contracts. They got Stanton, Rodon, and LeMahieu. Of those 3 players, I think Stanton has the most value, even if it's very little. So here's my suggestion. Trade Stanton in the package with a top prospect for anything you can. I hate the idea of parting with Spencer Jones, but if you look at this team, if Dominguez is your future, you have Dominguez, you have the room now to re-sign Soto, you can build around him moving forward. And let's face it, when Stanton comes back, he always takes a month to get ready, to get back in the swing, so he's in a slump for a month. So I think this is a way to move forward. It gets the DH spot open for rotation for Judge, and I think they can build around him going forward.
You know what's interesting, Tony? I think that you say a lot of smart things there.
Yeah.
I think you identify Rodon, DJ, and Stanton as the undesirable contracts here. DJ probably to a lesser extent that's shorter.
It's not
as much money.
Think,
yeah,
right?
And not crazy money. I actually floated that a while ago, Tony. Actually, over the winter, to Sal, I said, listen, maybe the way you incentivize somebody to come up and take Stanton off your hands is to include, you know, a higher, you know, a top 10, I'm not saying Jason Dominguez, but a lower level, high A, whatever, double A, somebody we don't really know yet, that is appealing to another team, and then you take some of the money as well that Stanton is owed, and you kind of offset that a little bit to make it somewhat more palatable for another team. Now, don't forget, the Marlins are paying $30 more million here. So as much as Stanton's been a problem, and that's a good solution, one that I said months ago, I don't think you do that during the season. I think that's an off-season thing.
The Yankees do need to move on from Giancarlo Stanton, though. We said this both in the offseason. I would say it again. I like the idea, Tony, because you're right. You're thinking outside the box. It's not just, oh, go get this guy and go get that guy. The Yankees need to restructure the way that their team is built. One of the big parts of that, I mean, you could look at two big parts of that. LeMay, you just want to get rid of, fine, but he can't be an integral part of it. Gleyber Torres cannot be a part of it. And I think Giancarlo Stanton, and you'll say, well, Stanton's been good this year. Yeah, but that's part of the problem is that you're relying on Giancarlo Stanton, and he's never healthy. You cannot rely on him. By the way, even if he is healthy, he can't play the outfield, and he's streaky as they come, and he's going to get hurt again. So I would just try to move on from Stanton. Is there value somewhere else? Maybe. I'm not sure if I'd be willing to attach a prospect like Spencer Jones in that type of
move? No, I mean, that's why I say lower level. Like a kid who throws mid-90s who's at low A, but they like...
You pay whatever money is owed, or at least the majority of it, and maybe you give a lower level prospect, and you pay him to go away. And then you just recreate some of the looks of this team. But you're right. Is that a move that they could do in season right now?
That's an off-season move. Yeah. That's an off-season move. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. I know he's got the no trade as well, so you'd have to appeal to Stanton's sensibility, and he'd have to obviously be okay with it. Let me get Timmy in Indian Hills. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Tim. What's up, buddy?
I think we got to get rid of Boone. I think he's got to go first and pretty much immediately. Get a manager in there that will hold him accountable. They started off the season with a small strike zone. In the last 2 months, they've expanded their strike zone. They're swinging for home runs again.
Boone does hold him accountable. This is not Boone's fault. The team stinks.
Does he hold him accountable?
Yeah. You just heard his brother say with us yesterday.
That doesn't mean that he's right.
Oh, come on. What, do you think he's lying to us?
I think he might be stretching the truth a little bit. You think he wants to make his brother look bad? I'm not saying he's flat out lying to us. What is he going to say? No, my brother stinks. He's doing nothing right.
Use some common sense.
What would you say if it was your brother on the air getting blistered every day?
I'd be honest. I mean, I'd be honest.
You wouldn't. You defend your brother. Come on.
Life every day. You don't get me honest about my stinking brother. Of course,
that's
I would.
True. You're different.
Yeah, right.
that's true.
But honestly, do you? And also use common sense. Like, do you think Boone? What do you think? We care more about the Yankees than Boone?
I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
No
I'm
way.
Not saying you.
That is disrespectful.
Saying,
right. No chance.
But I'm saying in general. So, and you would give the nod that Boone might know a little bit more about how to handle a team than you.
1,000,000%.
Okay, so he knows.
Uh huh.
Sure about 1,000,000%.
Yeah, I'm 100%. No, he does. Of course he does, yeah. Come on.
Give us a shot, Booney.
Two more minutes, it's down to 25%.
I'm
just teasing.
Here's the difference. We would do it publicly. We wouldn't care. But no, Boone, like, you have to assume that a guy that fiery, that knowledgeable about the sport, a guy was a player, like, he's going to protect his players publicly to a certain extent. And it is nauseating. Don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. It's nauseating. But I have to believe, behind closed doors, he's holding these guys accountable.
Okay, so I agree with you. I do think that Boone's a really good baseball man. I still like him. I don't support him as much as I once did. I'll be very upfront about that. I do believe there is a strong element of accountability behind closed doors, but, and this is what's changing my thought on Boone with his future, doesn't mean they're still receiving it. I believe he's trying. I don't believe that, like, when Grisham kicks that ball and DJ the mess up on the base and DJ between first and second and that circus last week, I don't think he strolls into his office and, you know, cracks open a beer and says, all right, guys, what's the bus leave and see at the Four Seasons? No, I believe that he's in their ass a little bit. I do. Right. I honestly do.
Right.
But all I care about is how they respond to him.
Right.
I know he's trying, but effort's not enough. You got to do.
Now,
it's the Yankees.
Right. And if you want to say that Boone needs to criticize or hold these guys accountable publicly, different story, because we haven't seen that. So I could understand that. If he's doing it behind closed doors and it's not working, then maybe it's time to do it a different way.
That's all I'm saying.
Understood.
Yeah. And while we're guessing, like, exactly what's said behind closed doors, I don't think anybody with an ounce of, you know, respect and baseball sensibility doubts that he's doing it. But when we watch the Yankees, all we can react to is what we see. We don't know how he says it, what he says. We surmise strongly he does it, but then we flip on yes and we watch them play. and we see an erosion of fundamentals, careless baseball, empty at bats. I mean, so it's not working anymore, right? Like, and I don't know how much longer you can go on like this. If the Yankees, like, if they get mopped, I know the weather's going to stink. If they get mopped this weekend down in Baltimore, who's not playing well, I don't mean sweat, but if they lose 2 out of 3 and, like, aggregately the score is, I'm just throwing something, like 23-9 and they just look awful, and then they come limping out of the All-Star break, you're going to have to fire him. I'm sorry.
They don't do
you
that.
You can't just keep doing this for the rest of the season.
I agree, but they don't do that in season. I mean, that's not been a Cashman thing, never fired a manager in season. I'm not saying, hey, look, these are the type of stretches. We talked about this earlier in the week. These are the type of stretches that get managers fired. If they get swept going to the All-Star break and then coming out and they look this, like yeah, I think though it will be change just for change. I do not think firing Aaron Boone will make the Yankees better.